environmental laws like the Clean Water Act are keeping the Environmental Protection Agency busy in court, but the Justice Department's paying the bill. David Trimble is the Director of Natural Resources and Environment Issues at the Government Accountability Office. He's been looking at the EPA's situation, and he's here to talk about it now. David, good to talk to you. Thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Where does the EPA find themselves, and how do they find, why are they in the situation that they're in when it comes to litigation?
Well, a number of the statutes that they're responsible for implementing, like Clean Air Act, Clean Water Act, have provisions that allow citizens or corporations or businesses to sue them if certain things, maybe they're not acting as quickly as they need to, or they're not acting pursuant to the law, or their decisions are being challenged. So those laws allow folks to sue the government in those cases.
The part of this that got a little confusing for me, and I can only imagine it's confusing for somebody who doesn't follow this stuff every day. You write in this report, when EPA is named as a defendant, the Department of Justice provides EPA's legal defense. If successful, plaintiffs may be paid for certain attorney fees and costs. Payments are made from the Department of the Treasury's Judgment Fund. And you explain what the Treasury's Judgment Fund is. But it seems kind of counterintuitive that EPA would have to rely on these other agencies for what, because of what you just said about how they have to enforce these laws, should be, I would think, would be an integral part of their day-to-day operation.
Yeah, it's not to say that EPA is not involved. They will be supportive of the Department of Justice in those efforts, but the Department of Justice has main responsibility for defending federal agencies in court when sued. So that's not unique to the environmental area. So Department of Justice will then defend in court. The Judgment Fund is a central appropriations that's sort of a recurring, sort of doesn't end appropriations indefinite to cover the government's liabilities when the government is sued on any issue, not just environmental issues, so that the government's always able to pay off in those cases.
You were asked to look at the trends that are affecting this litigation for the last, like, 25 years. Yes, 25 years. And my math is not so good.
Back to 95.
Yeah, back to 95. And you were also asked to look at the Justice Department's costs and the payments that they've gotten on these. What did you find?
In terms of the trends, number of cases, we didn't see any sort of discernible trend over that time period. We're averaging about 155 cases a year. The plaintiffs, about half, 48%, were trade associations and businesses, about 30% environmental groups. But what's interesting, though, is when you get to the costs, most of the suits being brought by trade association businesses, the majority of the payments were going to environmental groups. It was about 75% or 85% in that range. And the cost overall for the government, it's about $3.3 million a year in terms of legal fees, you know, the cost for Department of Justice lawyers to defend the government, for EPA. And then the payments to parties, when a party wins their suit, they're allowed to recoup their attorney fees and related costs, and those costs were running about $1.8 million per year.
A couple observations from this report I wanted you to maybe tell me a little bit more about. Most of the cases were filed under the Clean Air Act, 59%, and the Clean Water Act, 20%. According to stakeholders, GAO interviewed a number of factors affect environmental litigation. Talk about some of those factors.
Well, you know, there's a variety of things, and the stakeholders really wouldn't single out any one of these. But, for example, some of the things that come into play, change of administration, if you had administration that may be seen as more pro-regulation, lawsuits by sort of a pro-business side may kick up. If it's the reverse, then the environmental side may kick up. So you have sort of these offsetting effects. Other areas that may trigger lawsuits will be a new regulation or a new law is passed, or if the agency is not, in some of these laws, there's statutory requirements to do certain activities by certain dates. If they fail to meet those dates, that can often trigger lawsuits.
All right. The other thing in this report I want to ask you about, you write, complicating efforts to analyze trends in cases and costs is that Justice maintains data on environmental cases in two separate data systems and doesn't have a standard approach for maintaining the data. That sounds like the age-old agency problem that's not peculiar to Justice about legacy systems and how you get them to talk to each other and get information out of them.
I think that's a good observation. I think that's correct. And this is a problem at Justice we've previously reported on, I believe, for the Office of Civil Rights. It's a decentralized system, so Maine Justice has a system, but the U.S. Attorney's offices across the country have their own. They don't have a common case tracking system. They don't have common protocols for entering sort of key common dates that would allow you to merge this data. So our effort really was manual, sort of brute force to get this data.
I'm trying to picture that happening.
It wasn't pretty.
Yeah, I can imagine so. You wrote, justice officials say they don't need to change that approach to managing the data because they don't use it to summarize case data agency-wide.
That's correct. Their position is that they don't use these data systems for their day-to-day management. And in fairness to them, there's no requirement for them to report this data out. There had been a reporting requirement, but it sunsetted back in 1995. So there's been no external requirement to drive sort of a unified reporting system.
So if they don't have to do it, they're no reason to plow the resources into it, I suppose.
Well, that's their, you know, and it's, I can understand their position. It's the matter of cost and priorities, et cetera. So, you know, they're making that decision.
Okay.